Your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the 7th day of May, 2024. We have Russian forces heading toward an operational victory in the Donbass. This is highly predictable and not at all unexpected in what we have seen emerging. Here's a report about it.
Eu te întreb, fetiță, cum te cheamă? Ea îmi răspunde clar
Actually.
Că i-a păsat. Sunt Catiușa, cea fără de teamă, ce războiul mare am luptat. Sunt Catiușa, cea fără de teamă, ce războiul mare am luptat.
More celebratory than expected. Meanwhile, Ukraine claims to have caught Russian agents attempting to assassinate Zelensky, who I suppose of all the world's leaders would be richly deserving, perhaps number two after Bibi Netanyahu. Ukrainian counterintelligence investigators found a Russian plot to assassinate Zelensky and other top military and political figures. The State Security Service of Ukraine said Tuesday, two colonels in the State Guard, which protects top officials, were detained on suspicion of enacting the plan drawn up by Russia's Federal Security Service, the statement said. The colonels were recruited before Russia's full-scale invasion of February 2022, quoted the head of the State Security official, Vasily Malyuk, as saying the plot or saw an attack ahead of Russia's President Putin's inauguration for a fifth term. He said he personally oversaw the top secret operation to track the plot. Fascinating. Meanwhile, just for those of you who want to review the bidding about Ukraine, I've linked here a nice piece from The Guardian entitled Welcome to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in Europe. While the conflict with Russia heats up in the east, life for most Ukrainians is marred by corruption so endemic. Even the hospitals appear to be infected. Can anyone clean the country up? Doesn't look like that's very likely in the near future. Meanwhile, also for those wanting to understand the situation in Ukraine better, Zelensky has declared he wants to make Ukraine the new Israel. And, of course, we have in a more stunning, ominous development, we have Israel warning against creating any humanitarian, Israel being warned against creating any humanitarian nightmare with a Rafah attack, which is proceeding in spite of the fact that Hamas had seemingly agreed to be to a ceasefire proposed by Egypt and Qatar. We also have the Biden administration blocking weapon shipment to Israel amid a dispute over the Rafah offensive. I find this fascinating. My interpretation is the heat that the Democrats have been taking, the loss of support because of their support for the genocide has been so great, they've sought to thwart the invasion of Rafah, which is going ahead anyway, in spite of it all. But I would say that was at least doing the right thing, even if for the wrong reason. Meanwhile, as implied, here we go, Israel responding, approving the Rafah operation, says the Hamas proposal is far from Israel's necessary requirements. And others, this is how they're rejecting the ceasefire. Israel on May 6, yesterday, said its war cabinet had decided to proceed with its military offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah, and it initiated strikes in the area in preparation for a ground invasion. The action came hours after Hamas stated it had accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal, details of which are unknown. The here called terrorist group, I say Freedom Fighters, released a statement that its chief, Ismail Haniyeh, informed Qatar's prime minister and Egypt's intelligence chief about accepting the proposal. Israel, in response, said the proposal fell short of the country's requirements while vowing to press on with its planned offensive. Yes, after all, until all the Palestinians are dead or evacuated, they will not have achieved their objective. Meanwhile, here we have another report actually challenging whether we're ever a bona fide ceasefire. This from Andrew Anglin, really quite an expert on this issue, in the UNS.com journal. Hamas accepts ceasefire deal is basically a fake headline. Israel continues bombing. Here we have a tweet from Sarah Breaking. This is Rafa tonight. All eyes are on the Met Gala. Israel has unleashed its most barbaric bombing of Rafah, massacring trapped civilians in the middle of the night. Don't look away. Here we have.
بوقوع تبادل لإطلاق النار بين حماس وإسرائيل بالقرب من بوابة معبر رفح في الجانب الفلسطيني. وأشار مراسلنا إلى أن طائرات الاحتلال تنفذ أحزمة نارية عنيفة في محيط معبر رفح البري في الجانب الفلسطيني. وأشار إلى استشهاد
fish in a barrel, right? You concentrate as many civilians in as small a space as possible, and then you can fulfill Trump's dictum of doing it more efficiently, right? Trump's only complaint when he called into Hannity was they aren't doing it fast enough. Give me a break. Gig me with a spoon. And this man is supposed to be the leader of the free world? Somebody who endorses genocide? Just disgusting. Meanwhile, Phil Giraldi asked, are ceasefire negotiations, is peace even possible with a Netanyahu government? And I think the answer is,
I remember coming home
no,
from school and
actually not.
But my mother wouldn't answer.
So here we have Judge Napolitano.
Giraldi on, is peace even possible in the Middle East with Benjamin Netanyahu at the helm of Israel's government? And what's with American officials threatening like thugs the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court? But first this. You all know that I am a paid spokesperson for Lear Capital, but I'm also, why is that? Well, they welcome here. So a group of 12 thugs wrote a letter to a prosecutor basically saying, target our friend and we will target you. If you move forward with what we think you're going to do, we will sanction you and your employees and your associates. You have been warned. Sort of like the mob threatening somebody, except the mob has the good sense not to put it in writing. What do you think?
Well, it's, in the midst of all the horrific things that have been happening, this is one of the probably most sublimely crazy, stupid things that I've seen in many months. I mean, this is a letter from 12 Republican congressmen, and you recognize the names of some of them. They're collective idiots from the Republican Party. There's Blackburn, there's Rubio, there's McConnell, there's Cruz, and two Scots, and anyway, these people basically have written a threatening letter to the International Court, criminal court, based on the stories that have been surfacing that the court has been looking into war crimes committed by Israel, and might well indict Benjamin Netanyahu, the defense minister, and one other unnamed senior official for war crimes. And So these guys are basically taking this as an affront to Americans, to American dignity, as sovereignty as a country. I copied down some of the lines from the letter. The last line of the letter is, "You have been warned." They go through the letter threatening this guy, threatening his families, threatening severe sanctions on anyone associated with the court that might have been involved with this or not even involved in this. So you have been warned. They say the threat to Israeli sovereignty is a threat to the sovereignty of the United States.
Well, now that is a real head scratcher, how they could even conceivably make these arguments. One of these guys, Ted Cruz, Princeton undergrad, Harvard Law School, clerk for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, and now he makes a statement like that?
Yeah, and some of the others are well-known idiots, like McConnell and Rubio and Cruz and Blackburn. And another thing, the line from the thing that I love is, "Target Israel and we will target you." They are committing the United States, insofar as they think they can, to go to war with an international court that's highly respected on the basis of protecting Israel. And this is all done without any kind of, referral to the American people, are declaring war in the constitutional fashion or anything like this. This is just threats being thrown around, but these threats are quite scary.
I thought it was really one of the lowest blows that I have seen, that they would purport to speak for the government of the United States. I would defy any of them, no matter where he went to law school or for whom he clerked, Ted Cruz, to explain to me how the indictment of Bibi Netanyahu is a threat to the sovereignty, meaning the independent existence of the United States of America. This is really over the top. You forgot one of the thugs in there, Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton. Senator Cotton actually encouraged students to fight those on campus, fist fight them, who were demonstrating against the policies of Netanyahu and for peace. And Anya Parampil pointed out the hypocrisy the other day of the media and this class of government officials condemning the free speech of the students, but defending the free speech of the January 6th crowd. So it's speech that they agree with that they defend, and speech that irritates them that they condemn. They have no understanding of the values of the First Amendment.
Yep. So what we have there is more idiots taking the same line as Trump. It's really embarrassing, in my opinion. They're not only moral midgets, they're intellectual morons. Just disgusting. You got a dozen of these guys. These are United States senators, where the Senate, of course, is responsible for the conduct of foreign policy, which the president conducts with their advice and consent. How bad is that? Meanwhile, Bibi himself is called non-Jews untrustworthy. Here you're getting a certain degree of clarity in a Holocaust memorial speech. Listen up. Israeli PM has implied non-Jews are untrustworthy in a video statement issued Sunday ahead of Holocaust Memorial Day. By the way, I put this up on my Twitter at Jim Fetzer, with a couple of demonstrations that the Holocaust narrative is mythology, that it didn't happen, that it's inconsistent with the facts. I give you a short take. The Holocaust narrative, politics, Trump science, you can find on thegovernmentbrag.com. And a longer take about the history of World War II, historical fact or mass illusion, leaving no doubt about it that for anyone who's done the research, They're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. Well, here you have Bibi taking this to a high heart in his message. Netanyahu said the Holocaust survivor told him Gentiles who make promises are not to be trusted. He added, Israel is the one and only refuge for the Jewish people, and if Israel doesn't protect itself, no one else will. So, of course, that justifies slaughtering the Palestinians and committing genocide. And here it makes the assertion 6 million Jews were killed by Nazi Germany across Germany-occupied Europe during World War II. These heroic Holocaust survivors are right. In the terrible Holocaust, there were great leaders in the world who stood by. So the first lesson of the Holocaust is this. If we don't protect ourselves, no one will protect us. And if we have to stand alone, we will stand alone and slaughter any Gentiles we please. Really, truly, that's his message. Just bear in mind, this is a guy who back in 2019, on the 21st of November, was charged with multiple crimes. Bribery, fraud, breach of trust, including political allies. The Israeli police began investigating and subsequently recommended indictments against him. Wow. I mean, this is a guy who's using war and the slaughter of other people to protect himself politically. Meanwhile, and this is fairly shocking, 97% of Israeli Jews support Israeli firepower in Gaza, and 60% want no humanitarian aid. This is Norman Finkelstein. Once we get past the commercials, Norman Finkelstein talking about what's going on here.
It's the longest-lasting prime minister in Israeli history. It used to be David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister, but he's been put in the shade, Ben-Gurion, by Netanyahu. If you read the liberal commentators or commentators in the West, every few months, they're predicting the end of Netanyahu's rule. It doesn't happen because Netanyahu, he is a reflection and a representation of Israeli society. He's an obnoxious, narcissistic Jewish supremacist who thinks that only Jews count in God's grand design. Everybody else, the goyim, as they're called, they have no place in God's grand design except where Israel decides to situate or place them. So the first fact is, we have to bear in mind, he remains, even now, very popular in Israel. The claim is his standing up to Iran has increased his popularity, but as a general rule. Number two, Israel is a democracy. Were it true that his policies are impossible.
Right back.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Well, the student protests are growing. We have a pro-Palestinian protest disrupting a college commencement ceremony at Michigan Stadium. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted the University of Michigan's spring commencement Saturday, demanding the college cut ties with Israel over the ongoing war in Gaza. Good for them. We have much more. Mass arrests in New York City as more than 1,000 pro-Palestinian protesters marched to the Met Gala. That was what Napolitano was alluding to. The New York Police Department has begun arresting people after more than 1,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through Upper Manhattan toward the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which was hosting the star-studded Met Gala. As protesters marched down Fifth Avenue toward the event, blocking traffic, cops stepped in at East 79th Street transverse at Central Park and began the arrests, the New York Post reports. Good for them, the protesters. Meanwhile, we have a report of where they've been arrested from Axios. College campuses with reported encampments or sit-ins related to war in Gaza. And it's got dots all over the map. I mean, I'm telling you, UC San Diego, University of Utah, University of Texas, Dallas, Columbia, UNC Charlotte, just among the few. I mean, there are, my God, if I count them, 30 or 40 different locations, maybe 50. I say this is damn good. Very happy to see this taking place. More than 2,700 have been arrested at pro-Palestinian protests on at least 54 college campuses. University administrators have cracked down on student demonstrators in unprecedented ways. A majority of arrests have occurred at encampments and sit-ins. More than 120 universities have had encampments or sit-ins. Very, very good. Meanwhile, we have the Columbia president giving a pathetic appearance from the cleared campus, saying that we got to protect our students, that we have to have order. Here's RT talking about why Israel is the one thing you can't protest against in Western universities. The American university crowd didn't seem to mind too much when the state was ushering in authoritarian green policies under the dodgy pretext of reducing the temperature of the planet, or when campuses were banning right-wing speakers, or when everyone was being forced to comply with a revolution over personal pronoun usage, or when unvaccinated fellow students were being banned from the campus during the COVID-19 fiasco. But now that the Western establishment from North America to Europe is cracking down on campus protesters demonstrating against Israel's ongoing bombarding of Gaza civilians, they're suddenly wondering where all the rights went. If those who are now upset with the campus crackdowns had bothered to help expand the Overton window, that is, the range of acceptable speech and debate, back when others with whom they disagreed were trying to pry it open as widely as possible, they'd be reaping the benefits of true free speech now instead. The establishment has enjoyed a culture of impunity, enabled by the woke crowd and its constant demands for safe spaces. And now the government and university have unilaterally decided it's Israel that needs a safe space and protection from college kids. To that end, it says the Congress, really truly only the House, has passed a new bill broadening the definition of anti-Semitism, including targeting of the state of Israel conceived as a Jewish collectivity. How about another law banning criticism of Iran because it's a collective of Muslims, or Russia because it's a collection of Orthodox Christians, or China because it's a collection of Buddhists? Can't have that, because it would enable the state in question to act with carte blanche impunity by scaring critics into silence. Not only is the establishment using force to crack down on protesters, is now formally legislating against dissent, even though 55% of Americans are against Israel's action in Gaza, according to a Gallup poll of March. Not even the Israeli establishment is going so far as to quash dissent when just a few days ago, thousands of Israelis rallied around the country in opposition to the government's handling of the crisis and in favor of a ceasefire. So are they just a bunch of anti-Semites too? Nice. The Western establishment constant reductio ad absurdum, conflating pro-ceasefire in anti-genocide activism with anti-Semitism, is actually the kind of thing the establishment has been doing for years to ram through its agenda. Right back.
In the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Joaquin Egobian has just published a new piece on my blog, Zionists Find and Control a World Turning Against Them. Here's how it begins. Just as NATO can't exist without an invented Russian boogeyman as enemy, the Anti-Defamation League in Israel itself also cannot exist without anti-Semitism or anti-Jewish boogeymen as their enemy. Think about all the critics in the West who so zealously demonize Putin and Russia for everything bad on earth to blame. Why is Israel always given a free pass, while Russia, China, Iran are always up to no good? Might it be the globalist-controlled fascist U.S. government is in bed with a mainstream media and social media giants that censor, prohibit, and now criminalize the truth about Jews, Israel, Zionists, while the same controllers create a ready-made enemy as axis of evil? No other nation or group on earth gets so coddled and protected from criticism as a Jewish state. This falsely credited Voltaire statement comes to mind. To know who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize, indeed. Meanwhile, Donald Jeffries, a very smart guy, published an excellent piece about anti-Semitism versus free speech. If you want to know why so many haters believe the Jews control everything, look at the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Look at how overwhelmingly it passed. It was not a close vote. Is someone that can explain how a foreign nation holds such power over our elected officials? I'm waiting to hear it. Sure, you had the Alien and Sedition Act, and the Lincoln, Wilson, FDR administration acted as if it were illegal to criticize a government. But as bad as all that was, at least it concerned our nation. It has never been illegal to criticize another country in any other nation on Earth, to my knowledge, until now. Sure, the Soviets supposedly outlawed anti-Semitism, but this is hard to source credibly. This odious congressional legislation, however, is very real. He got it right. And get this. AOC torched after praising U.S. hold on Israeli military aid. Yes, I thought that was commendable of Biden, even doing the right thing for the wrong reason. In this case, I stand with AOC, who took heat Sunday for an export post supporting the Biden admin decision to put a hold on some military aid headed for Israel. Ocasio-Cortez shared a report from Axios, noting it was the first time since Hamas launched unprovoked attacks on Israel in October that the United States had stopped a shipment of ammunition headed to Israel, and that Biden's concern about an Israeli offensive in Rafah could be, in my opinion, is the reason behind the decision. The United States has an obligation to uphold its own laws and to respect human rights globally. Amidst the Israeli government siege in Gaza, blocking humanitarian aid, and threats on Rafah, with only U.S. military aid is a major development toward a ceasefire, she posed it. Good for her. AOC is on the right in this case. Meanwhile, the latest from the Donald. The Constitution is more important than jail. Former President Trump brushed aside a New York judge warning of jail time over a gag order, saying, "Our Constitution is more important than jail." Trump made the remarks outside a Manhattan courthouse at the end of day 12 of proceedings in his criminal trial for falsifying business records on Monday. Justice Juan Marchand fined Trump another $1,000 Monday morning for violating his gag order for the 10th time. Further, Merchant said he would consider jail time as a last resort if Trump continued his continued willful violations. My God, can you think how the country would go up if that were to happen? Meanwhile, Trump's legal team pushes for delays amid the Jack Smith revelation to which, evidence tampering. This whole case ought to be chucked. Trump may seek sanctions to dismiss charges after Jack Smith admission. Absolutely right. Lock up Smith. Dismiss Trump case. Those are all totally appropriate. Here's the Epoch Times. Attorneys for former President Trump are seeking to push deadlines and additional motions, including a possible request for sanctions in the classified document case prosecuted by Special Counsel Jack Smith after revelation that the order of files in the physical boxes of documents do not match the digital scans. How bad is that? Meanwhile, we have a report of an audio that has been leaked in which Trump is talking about vice presidential candidates. Everyone is a winner right now as far as former President Trump is concerned, according to an audio recording obtained by Axios. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Tim Scott, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Representative Brian Donalds. He's speaking positively about them all, but none of them are going to make his list. This is Trump genius at marketing. Reaching out to develop broader support as though he were actually thinking seriously about them all. Now, here's something that is very, very upsetting from the Wine Press describing itself as real Christian news. I can't authenticate, but I believe in presenting both sides of stories. This one is very disturbing. Epstein connected to Gates' divorce. Documents show Epstein and Trump raped a woman. This is dated. This is an older piece now. I'm bringing it up only because it seems to be of potential significance. This is back from May 11th of 2021. I've looked at all these things with a great deal of skepticism in the past, but honest, now that Trump has come out in favor of genocide, funding the war in Ukraine against Russia, and not using a perfect opportunity to secure our borders with funding, I am open to the potential that Trump is really not a good guy. I just mentioned it. You can pursue it. It's linked in the stories. Meanwhile, and this, I dare say, blows in the opposite direction, whistleblower, general staged a coup against Trump and America on January 6th. We've been saying for years someone committed treason on January 6th, 2021, and it was not Donald Trump. President Trump had issued direct orders for the National Guard to be deployed in Washington, D.C. that day because he knew the FBI was sending undercover ops to commit violence and try to start a riot. Someone disobeyed Trump's order by not deploying the troops to serve as a calming presence. Thanks to four, not one, not two, not three, but four military whistleblowers who testified before Congress last month, we finally know who committed treason and why they did it. The House Committee on Oversight held the hearings back on April 17th, but we're just learning what the witnesses had to say about it. They were prepared to deploy on January 6th because an order had come from Trump. When the day arrived, however, they were held back by the Pentagon. Former Speaker Pelosi had her daughter with her on January 6th with a film crew intro, you know, in case they needed to capture the drama and excitement of an insurrection on camera or anything. Total coincidence. Both Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser of D.C. were warned of the potential for violence. Both Pelosi and Bowser turned down the offer to have troops there. Well, it turned out the request was made at 1:50, but it only happened at 5:10. In other words, there was a lengthy delay. We'll have more on that. Meanwhile, in Unz.com, Blaze talking about how the deep state plans to foil Trump's return. Unfortunately, Biden, his profligate son, and others may never get their comeuppance. I think, in fact, it may well be when Biden steps down that they're going to put in Kamala temporarily, that Kamala will pardon them. Meanwhile, the Democrats will nominate Gavin Newsom and Michelle to run in her stead. So they'll have a clean slate, as it were, not having to deal with Biden, whose popularity has become preposterous, absolutely preposterous. No one has the least enthusiasm for Joe Biden. Meanwhile, this is extremely, the Blaze report goes on to say, if I can track it down, because it's one of these cases where they shut the window if you don't sign in. In other words, it's one where you gotta pay. Let's turn to the next story. Panamanian president threatens to close a Darien Gap. Now, there are a whole lot of stories here. Here's from Bloomberg, for example. Panama elects leader pledging to restore lost economic bloom. Former security chief Jose Raul Mulino to take office in July. He's promising to do something about it. He vows to hail the migrant holdings in the dangerous border jungle. Here's a report.
A number of migrants crossed through the jungle between Panama and Colombia to continue their path to the U.S., eventually making their way across the southern border. Panama voting in a new president who is no stranger to the border.
That's right. Fox SA's Yami Virgen explains how this campaign policy could impact immigration closer to home.
José Raúl Mulino was elected yesterday president of Panama on a platform that includes something that many here in the United States should be interested in, immigration. Mulino has vowed to stop the flow of migrants going through the Darien Gap on their way to the United States.
Que confiaron en nuestra propuesta porque tenían esperanzas de salir del hueco en que los últimos 10 años los han metido.
That was last night, José Raúl Mulino's acceptance speech after winning the presidency in Panama. Mulino's platform included stopping the flow of migrants going through the country's Darien Gap, one of the worst jungles in the world that connects South America with North America. In an interview on YouTube this morning, Mulino vowed to close the jungle and to repatriate all of the migrants to where they came from while respecting human rights. I have personally taken our Fox SA viewers to the Darien Gap, where more than 500,000 people crossed in 2023. Mulino, who was Minister of Defense when Panama had to battle Colombia's guerrilla group out of the Panamanian side of the jungle, says a wall cannot be built, but technology will help to keep migrants out and stop the flow to the United States. Mulino will take office July 1st. He is a substitute for the ex-president of Panama, Martinelli, who was banned from running. Yami Virgen, Fox SA.
Let me say there's more about this, and this is current. Please do understand, this is a current report about what he plans to do. In a YouTube interview this Monday, that's yesterday, Mulino repeated his campaign promise to close the jungle, return all the migrants to where they came from by respecting human rights. Good. I have personally taken our Fox SA viewers to the Darien Gap, where more than 500,000 crossed in 2023. Mulino was Minister of Defense when Panama used its military to move the Colombian guerrilla group called FARC, F-A-R-C, out of the Panamanian side of the jungle. He says a wall cannot be built, but he's expecting to allow technology to take over more of the defense along the border with Colombia, keeping migrants out and stopping the flow to the United States. Well, we could sure use a hand. I'm very, very pleased to hear that. Here's something that's going to stagger the imagination. U.S. debt interest payments reach $1 trillion. I mean, look, this just boggles the mind. You should see the chart here, because it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Unbelievable. U.S. debt interest payments reach $1 trillion. Cost of paying for America's national debt crossed the $1 trillion mark in 2023, driven by high interest rates and a record $34 trillion mountain of debt. Over the last decade, U.S. debt interest payments have more than doubled amid vast government spending during the pandemic crisis. As debt payments continue to soar, the Congressional Budget Office reported the debt servicing costs surpassed defense spending for the first time ever this year. Then we have another worrisome situation. Court set precedent for mass force vaccination of all children. Very bad. The Court of Appeals in Northern North Carolina set a precedent for the forced vaccination of all children with a controversial ruling involving a 14-year-old boy who was given a COVID vax without his consent or that of his parents. The court ruled unanimously that the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act preempted a state law that would have protected the minor. The problem began when Tanner Smith, a student at Western Guilford High School in Greensboro, was informed he'd been exposed to COVID at school. In a letter to his parents, school district said he could not return to football practice until he'd been given clearance by a public health professional unless he got tested for the virus. that they'd have a free clinic. The next day with his stepfather, he went to the clinic for the free testing. Turned out the school is also holding a free vax clinic, and there you go.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday. Judge Napolitano and Will Giraldi.
The sovereignty of the United States.
Well, now that is a real, real head scratcher, how they could even conceivably make these arguments. One of the
in the constitutional fashion or anything like this. This is just threats being thrown around, but these threats are quite scary.
I thought it was really one of the lowest blows that I have seen, that they would purport to speak for the government of the United States. I would defy any of them, no matter where he went to law school or for whom he clerked, Ted Cruz, to explain to me how the indictment of Bibi Netanyahu is a threat to the sovereignty the sovereignty, meaning the independent existence of the United States of America. This is really over the top. You forgot one of the thugs in there, Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton. Senator Cotton actually encouraged students to fight those on campus, fist fight them, who were demonstrating against the policies of Netanyahu and for peace. And Anya Parampil pointed out the hypocrisy the other day of the media and this class of government officials condemning the free speech of the students, but defending the free speech of the January 6th crowd. So it's speech that they agree with that they defend, and speech that irritates. Larry Johnson says seven have been killed by the Russians already. The Russian Foreign Ministry says we don't have boots on the ground. Now, both statements can be true because the Foreign Ministry may not consider the French Foreign Legion, which notoriously has non-French soldiers in it with French commanders, as I understand it. They may consider this not to be boots on the ground. This is ridiculous. This is like Matt Gaetz interrogating Secretary Austin the other day, who said we don't have boots on the ground in Gaza. Okay, but we have 1,000 Marines on the dock that we're building, and they have boots on, and they have weapons in their hands, and they can shoot if they've been shoot at. How can we don't consider that boots on the ground? This is absurd. And the same with Joe Biden. You know, we have soldiers out of uniform, wearing boots, but out of uniform in Ukraine. We don't consider that boots on the ground. How stupid do these government officials think we are, Phil?
Well, it's not just that they think we're stupid. They're stupid. They don't seem to realize that they are playing with fire. I mean, this is no longer fun and games. The Russians, for their part, of course, have over the last 2 days been warning that, you know, all weapons are on the table now that the British are supplying the Ukrainians with long-range missiles. You start playing this game, and you're providing the weapons.
Be right back and take your call.
I just need someone to love.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.